You're listening to Guide to Brides, the wedding podcast. I'm Nikita from Team GFB, and if you're planning your wedding or helping someone who is, you're in the right place, because I'll be discussing trends, practical planning tips, and more with the help of some special guests along the way. So let's get started with today's episode. Welcome back to another episode of Guide to Brides, the wedding podcast. How are you all? How is the wedding planning going? We hope everything is going smoothly so far. And today on the podcast, we are joined by Clay Dunn, the CEO of Vow for Girls, who, as many of you may already know, are our charity partners for this year. Clay is going to be talking to us today all about the ways you can represent and incorporate a charity into your wedding, as well as the work that Vow for Girls do. So, Clay, welcome to the podcast, and thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be with you.
Amazing. Where are you calling in from today, Clay?
I am based in Brooklyn, New York, which is where I am today. I travel a lot for Vow to places all around the world, but happen to be home today.
Amazing. So actually, you know what? This is probably one of our first international episodes, I would say, which is really exciting.
I love it.
So Clay, can you tell us a little bit more about Vow and most importantly, the work that Vow does? And I think when you explain it, the listeners will understand why Vow is our chosen charity partner.
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, let me just say, we're so pleased to be partnering with you as your charity partner this year. Guides for Brides has been amazing already in incorporating us into the things that you're doing. And we just really appreciate the support. Because we're working on this really big issue. I know that I don't need to tell you, but or tell anyone who's listening, but women and girls around the world face some real challenges today. They don't have the same opportunities as men and boys, and they're too often locked out of educational opportunities, opportunities to make their own fundamental choices about their lives. A big indicator of this is the fact that every year, all around the world, 12 million girls become child brides, largely unions that are being chosen for them by someone else and locks them out of other opportunities that they have in their lives. And Vow was really founded with the explicit purpose of investing in girls and in their futures around the world, girls whose futures are especially at risk, putting them in a position to be able to make their own choices. The founder of Vow is this woman named Mabel, who had worked on issues related to women and girls for a long time. And she went to a friend's wedding, and at that wedding got inspired by what she saw as her friend's generosity. And also in just thinking, you know, weddings are these amazing moments that you bring together all the people that you most love. People are, you know, wanting not only a perfect wedding, but also a really meaningful wedding. Might there be an opportunity alongside these celebrations to support girls so that as you're celebrating your choices, you're helping girls elsewhere in the world make their own choices? And that's what led us to Vow. Today, we're a global organization that raises money, raises awareness, and invests in girls' futures around the world. It's really exciting.
You can see that yourself. And I know I've worked with various members of your team as well, how passionate you all are about this cause. So tell us a little bit more about why partnering with couples is so important to Vow, as well as the wedding industry, because you work with businesses too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in building off of your comment, like, yes, we do have a lot of passion for this work because, you know, like I'm assuming that you have, we've had the opportunity to make our own choices, right? Like one reason that I'm really drawn to this work is, you know, I grew up in a really rural part of the U.S., like in a place that's fairly poor and there isn't a lot of opportunity. And being able to get an education gave me an opportunity to build the life that I have today, right? And it's the same thing for girls around the world who need someone to believe in them and need someone to be advocating for their futures. Which is why we are so motivated around this work. You know, we work with so many couples who are getting married, who live all around the world. Like, we've had more than 8,000 couples who have made us part of their celebrations in some way. And, you know, we really are drawn to work with couples because this is such a fundamental point in their lives. This like really core choice that they're making is really going to impact their future. And just knowing that couples want to be generous around their wedding days and celebrations, right? Like, they see partnering with Vow as a way to bring even more meaning into the event, to give them something to engage their guests and their family members on outside of just the celebration and gifting and all those things, which are all great, right? But like, you know, as everyone listening to this podcast knows, the life cycle of planning a wedding is very long. there are lots of moments at which there is the potential to infuse more meaning, of a impact element, and
that's personalize the day as well. I mean, it's part of the discussion I know we're going to go on to is about how you can incorporate a charity that's close to your own heart and your partner might be really passionate about. And, you know, there are lots of different ways in a wedding that you can personalize it to that aspect, aren't there? So, I mean, it's great to know that even though, yes, it's a very long process for most people, but it gives so many different opportunities, doesn't there?
Yeah, definitely. And I think you're right on about the personalization, like, because if you're in the process of planning a wedding, you're thinking about working with a cause, there's no one way to do it. Like, that's one of the great things I think about incorporating a cause alongside your celebration is that in this life cycle of planning, there are endless ways that you could do it that are either public or that are more private, that engage your guests, that more so give you as a couple a point to engage around. Like, you can get really creative and really flexible in thinking about how you do it in a way that feels right for the event that you're planning.
Yeah, and I think that's a really great way of putting it in it, that flexibility to do it in a way that you would like to do it. And I mean, I guess as well, that's where wedding suppliers, venues, vendors all come in as well with the work for Vow. How do you partner with them, just for the listeners that may not be aware?
Definitely. So in addition to partnering with couples who are celebrating, we also partner with event professionals. We have a global network of event professionals today in 33 countries around the world who make us a part of their businesses in some way. They serve as advocates and ambassadors. They tell their clients about the opportunity to partner with Vow. They make us part of their business offerings, create packages that support us, which is really, really fun and also really creative on their part. Like, you know, as you can imagine, people who work in the events industry are very creative and are all the time like bringing us new ideas for things that they want to do that could really be beneficial in helping us raise awareness and raise funds. And, you know, I've especially loved working alongside leaders in the industry because they're so passionate and creative, and it shines through in just everything that they do.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. But, you know, I think this is a cause that is very quite core to our industry, I would say. And, you know, that's why we've chosen to partner with Vow, is, you know, our team are also very passionate about this cause. And that's why we sort of use our awards event to raise funds for Vow. We talk about Vow to couples at our wedding fairs. You know, we include them in our wedding fair bags, for example, the leaflets about the cause itself. But speaking of which, obviously couples may have causes that they're particularly passionate about as well. So how do you find the right charity to support for your wedding? Like, what things should couples be looking for?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question because, you know, a lot of couples that we meet and engage, you know, before we started talking to them, they weren't really thinking about doing a wedding charity, right? Like, some couples are thinking about that from the get-go, but I'd say the majority of couples, like, it's not on their initial thinking when they start the planning process. And, you know, I always tell couples who are considering aligning with a charity, one, to have some like really fundamental conversations with one another, like as a couple, right? Like think really broadly about like, what are the themes like that where we could see ourselves supporting, right? Like what are the issues that are happening in the world or in our own lives or in our families that really resonate with us? And, you know, like, what are those things that when you hear about them, they really sort of perk up for you? Like, you know, you start to pay more attention. And, you know, the second thing I would recommend after you've sort of narrowed in, here's some general areas, is just do some research, right? Like, look at who are the, across those areas, who are some of the charities that are sort of leaders in that area, who are working in a way that you are really excited about and where you see that your money could really make a difference, right? And then, you know, there are lots of databases online where you can go and research different kinds of charities and what they're doing. You know, and the third thing that I would do is I would reach out to the charity or a couple of them that you're considering, like, you know, try to speak to someone from there, read everything you can about them, see like how they're raising the money, where the money is being spent. You know, go through that sort of vetting process for yourself to really decide, you know, like this is really feeling like the right fit for us. It also though, like that is all said, that's like deep dive, right? Like, and like not everyone has the time in their planning to like do vast amounts of research, right? Like, and I would say that's the case, like, look to a charity partner who you know is vouched for by other people that you trust. So in the instance of, if you love Guides for Brides, like they're vouching for Val for Girls, right? Like there are other brands that you might love and support that like have charity partners that stick out to you. You know, I think that as people choose Val in particular, like they're largely people who care about girls' education, opportunity for women and girls more generally, right? And these sort of like big themes that they feel like they and their guests can, that really resonate with them. And so, you know, you have to go on your own journey in identifying who that bright partner might be for you.
Perfect. And I think, you know, as you say, sometimes you don't have the time to do all of that research. I mean, you are planning a wedding at the end of the day, aren't you? So it's a lot of work to do anyway. But I think, you know, there are moments in my own wedding planning, for example, where I've found like lulls of period of lull where it's not much to do. And actually that might be a small thing that you can do during that moment. If you know you'd like to support a charity at your wedding or on the build up or after your wedding, it's something that you can, it's a small job that you can do while watching the television, for example, like trying to find a charity that is suited to you as a couple and the causes that you're passionate about. I really loved what you said there about what is meaningful for you as a couple. And I think that will resonate a lot, actually. If there is someone, if you're out there listening to this now and thinking, you know, how can I choose a charity where there's so many of them out there? Because that is another tough point, isn't it? There's so many charities to choose from. Sitting down and doing your research and thinking about the things that are really important to you as a couple. And if your guests spoke to you at your wedding and asked why you are supporting this particular charity, like what would you say? Would you have the same level of passion?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's right on. Like you need to be able to see especially if you want to do something that engages your guests, right? Like you need to see yourself being able to speak to it, to incorporate it into some of your materials around your wedding. Like, yeah, in a way that where you embrace it.
I think, yeah. And speaking about incorporating it into some of the materials on your wedding, let's talk about the ways that you can support a charity on your wedding day. I mean, there are some really creative ways. I mean, let's start off with a few of the more well-known ways that you can do this. So for example, donations in lieu of gifts or in lieu of favors. So donating instead of giving your guests a wedding favor. Are there any more creative things that you've seen, Clay?
Yeah, like I'll share a little bit of my perspective on those that you mentioned as well. So a lot of people are doing, donations in addition to or in lieu of gifts. Like, and that works a couple ways, right? Like, a lot of couples are doing things like that are working with us where they're creating what we call a charitable registry. So they have like their gift registry, and then they also have a charitable registry. Charitable registry gives you a personalized website with like a webpage where you get to put the photo that you want, talk about why you align with the cause, and it speaks to your guests about what the impact of specific donation amounts would be. It's really simple. It's easy to set up alongside our team. You get a customized short URL that you can put on your invitations or on your website, wherever you choose to promote it. Like we just worked with a couple named Elsa and Ryan who set up a charitable registry and promoted it just to their guests. They raised more than $2,500 at the wedding, which is a really big number. Really exciting to see like just the generosity that their guests did. So that's a charitable registry. The second thing is you can definitely consider turning one of your events into like a fundraising and impact moment. So like some couples who are doing bridal showers, for instance, and are already getting all the gifts that they want alongside their wedding. They're like, actually no gifts for the shower, like make a donation instead. And so they're getting their gifts around the wedding, around the shower, they're getting, having this moment of impact. The third thing is couples making a donation in a couple of ways, either in lieu of favors, like you mentioned, or maybe in honor of certain guests, like in honor of your mothers, in honor of bridesmaids, bridesmen, like however you think about it. So that's a third area. And then the last and fourth area that I would speak to about a way that you could think about supporting is in particular in registering for gifts that give back, where it's a gift that actually a donation is already built into the purchase of the gift, or gifting things to like your bridal party, your wedding party, that are gifts that give back, where it's like goods that are specifically built and marketed toward having an impact element as well. Like Val works with a lot of brands like that. You can find them on our website. You can see kind of gifting opportunities there.
Amazing. And I think there are certain things on there, aren't there, where it's like bracelets, for example, I've seen are an example of a gift that you can get that actually comes with a donation inbuilt into that.
Absolutely. All kinds of things, bracelets, candles, it's a wide variety of different kinds of jewelry at different price points.
I think that's a really creative way that people wouldn't necessarily expect. I mean, we've all received received a gift where it's like at Christmas time or something where someone said a donation has been made in your honor to so-and-so. But that's quite a nice way of actually giving that person a gift and still knowing that your purchase has made an impact in a cause that you're really passionate about.
Definitely. You can also think about, like I saw a couple recently who was doing some gifting back around an event. It wasn't a wedding, but it was a different kind of celebration. And they were giving guests these like wine bottles to like take away this like that wine that was meaningful to them. And they created these tags that went with it that said like a donation has been made, like alongside this gift, like a donation has been made in your honor to Vow for Girls. And so you have both, right? It's like a combo, like you're giving a physical item, but there's also a donation attached to it in a meaningful way.
Yeah, I really like that idea. I might actually have to look at doing that myself. So how can you let your guests know that you're doing any sort of like charity fundraising at your event prior to the event? Or how can you communicate that you have donated in their honor, say, at the event itself?
Yeah, I think when it comes to communicating about this, like again, there's like a wide range of like how you can do it, right? And like some couples are very private about their philanthropy and about giving, right? And you may choose as a couple to do something that's more discreet where you're not messaging to your guests as much about it. And I think the majority of people are very much like creating and like inserting it into prominent places alongside the communication points at which they share things with their guests, right? So they're, you know, putting like information about their charity partner on the wedding website where the guests are going to find the details of the event. They're putting it alongside their gift registry, like sharing that we also have a charitable registry. Some couples who are hosting events are even including like their short URLs and other things on wedding materials, like an insert into invitations or on the printed or digital invitations. As you think about the communication that you're having with your guests and your loved ones, like, and all the points at which you need to communicate them, those are all points at which you may be able to communicate about a charity partnership that you're doing too. So you think about those as your options and then just choose like, these are the one, two or three points at which like we want to make sure that our guests see this.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way of framing it as well, sort of identifying where you want your guests to see that message and like what you want to say in it as well, I guess. And speaking of which, like what kind of messaging would you want to include at those moments?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely give lots of templates for ways that you can think about the message, right? Like everything from like small printed cards that could go at a reception that says like, in lieu of favors, a donation has been made in your honor, to like sample language that's been effective that can be used on wedding websites or on invitations, like, you know, so that you can take those templates and then adapt them to the style of language that you want to use that you feel like is going to resonate to your guests. Again, there's no like one way to do it. Like you can adapt it and give it as much personality as you want. But the templates that we provide are meant to be like very functional examples of how you might bring it to life so that they inspire you to make it your own.
Brilliant. And, you know, we've talked a lot about how you work with couples and how you also work with wedding suppliers. What else does Vow do to raise money for the causes that you support?
Yeah, so a couple of things stick out to me. One is that we definitely work with people around celebrations other than weddings. So like milestone anniversaries, for instance, like we just had a 25th wedding anniversary that we worked with, and that was a really successful collaboration. We also work with people who are doing things like celebrating birthdays, or they're having their child's birthday and they don't want a bunch of gifts coming into the house. So they're focusing their guests on giving back alongside Vow. So, you know, we view ourselves as a great partner for any occasion of love, right? Like, mm-hmm. And so that's one. And then the second thing that we're doing outside of weddings and event professionals is we work with brands themselves. So we've been lucky over these last 4 years to work with more than 30 brand partners who at different times of the year make us part of their businesses. You know, they align different products with us. They make us part of their charitable giving. They engage their customers in making sure that they know about Vow and our mission and help to give back alongside there. Like for instance, like a couple of the brands that we've partnered with are like Peninsula Hotels, who like created a sort of romantic package of stay that benefited us. We work with Justin Alexander, the wedding dress designer and distributor, to make Vow part of the business at different key points of the year. We work with like bridal salons who might create different promotions and charity engagement points like with their customers. So it's a really wide range of brands, some of which have a lot to do with weddings and some of which are just brands that love supporting women and girls and want to do more.
I see. That's where it's really great, because you've got such flexibility in your messaging and like how you work with brands and individuals in order to help raise funds for these important causes. And speaking of those important causes, it might be helpful for those that aren't aware. What does Vow do with the money that you have raised or that couples have raised at their weddings?
Yeah, I love this question. So we're doing something really, really unique and I think really interesting. So the first thing I want to make sure that people know is that we fundraise separately for all of our core operational costs for Vow. So things like my time, my Zoom account, like all those things. And we do that so that we can tell people who are aligning their celebrations with us that 100% of everything that they raise goes directly to support the work, like goes directly to support girls themselves. So when we're fundraising alongside a wedding like Elsa and Ryan that I spoke about earlier, all the money that we raise with them is going to support girls at the community level. So our entire model with Vow is built around identifying amazing local organizations in communities where girls' futures are especially at risk and giving them much needed funding so that they can expand their work and reach more girls. So that largely looks like a local organization in a rural community that is a women-led organization, and they're in a position to be supporting girls to choose their own futures. So the other thing that we do is that we don't tell people what they need to be doing in their communities, right? Like, I'm the last person who needs to show up in like Nepal or Uganda or, you know, the DRC, like any of these places where we're funding work, and tell them like what they need to be doing. Like, instead, we're identifying these amazing local leaders. We're telling them that we're making funding available for this purpose. And they're saying back to us, like, this is what I really want to do to support girls in my community if I was given funding. So because of that, what we're supporting is really diverse across communities, but it has the same themes. Like, a lot of it is about education, like programs that are helping girls stay in school. We're paying for school fees. We're paying for transportation costs. We're paying for supplies. Another big theme is around job training and skilling, like making sure that girls are learning skills that help them earn an income, because poverty is a really big driver of girls being locked out of making their own choices. A third is around health, like making sure that girls know how pregnancy happens, how to avoid it, like other things that are impacting their health, like menstrual hygiene, like all these core issues that are also linked to their ability to stay in school often. And another category is things that are like a little different, but are just helping build girls' leadership and their own agency. So there are things like leadership clubs that are like giving girls a safe space to gather, to talk about challenges that they're facing, to learn about their rights, opportunities, or things like sports and drama clubs that are like engaging girls in activities while teaching them about their rights and building their agency at the same time. At the end of December, I was able to go to Nepal and see some of the work that we're funding. So today, Vow is funding just over 175 of these local organizations in 6 countries around the world. And later this year, we're going to make a really big expansion to a whole new set of countries. And while I was in Nepal, you know, we visited probably about a dozen of the grantees that we have there. And one of them, I vividly remember, we were in this really rural community. We go to this school. They're hosting one of these leadership clubs that we're funding. And, you know, we sit in this like big circle with like different members of the community and then girls themselves who are in the programming. And eventually we ask, can we just speak to the girls so that they feel more free to talk about their experience? And, you know, it's a really incredible conversation, like hearing from them about what they've learned, like through being a part of the leadership club. But the moment that really sticks out to me is there was a girl sitting there in the circle named Manisha. And she said just very clearly, she said, 3 years ago, I started in this program. It was the same time that we started funding the program. She said, 3 years ago, I started in this program. And not long after, my parents came to me and told me that it was time for me to get married. I was 13 years old at the time. And wow. She said, because of this program, I knew that it was illegal and that it was a violation of my rights. And I told them, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, I want to stay in school. Like, I don't want to marry this person that I don't know. And, you know, she advocated really hard with her parents, and they were swayed by her argument that, and seeing that she wanted something very different for her life. She's like, 3 years later, she's still in school. She's still focused on her future. I think about her and then girls like her all over the world whose work that we're impacting. Like, you know, women and girls receive very little philanthropic support globally. Like, it's like less than 2% of all philanthropic dollars globally go to support women and girls. And they and their futures are in such need of investment. And that's what we're doing with Val, like trying to reach girls whose futures are especially at risk, putting much needed money into their communities so we can give them some opportunities to chart their own course.
Wow, that is an amazing story. I have to say that's why I think we partner with Val as well, because for us, it's, you know, love is our business, right? So it's being able to help girls be able to choose that on their own terms is really important to us as a business and as a brand. And, you know, that stories like that just make it worthwhile, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the same thing, like, you know, and hers is one of many, many conversations I've had over these last 3.5 years that I've been doing this work, where I think like, wow, like, you know, I'm not all the time like talking to like fancy wedding planners, corporate leaders, and like, you know, trying to convince them like to make an investment in girls alongside us. And I meet people like Manisha, and I'm like, this is so deserving of time and money and investment. And, you know, every girl that we reach is like a girl whose like entire family and future will be impacted from there on, because she's able to make her own choices. And that's why I'm just really excited about the work and so appreciative of the support you're giving us.
And I think it's a good moment to sort of say as well that we recently, at our customer service awards that we host every year, we've done it for 2 years in a row now, where we've supported Val at the event. And we raised this year £1,200, which, when we did the maths, was enough to fund 8 girls to go to school for a year, which is really, really exciting. And everyone in the room was really incredible. Happy about that. I think, you know, let's wrap this up with your top tips, I guess, for couples who are wanting to support a charity, whether that's Val, whether that's a charity they're exceptionally passionate about. What are your top tips for that?
I think here are my top tips. Get ready. I think one, do it. Like, find something to support alongside your celebration. It does not have to be perfect, right? Like, and there are endless ways for you can do it. But like, one, like, my top tip is, number one, make the decision to support a good cause alongside your planning. The second tip that I would offer is make it your own. Like, you know, there's no one way to do this. Like, you know, think about what is really important to you as a couple, what you think makes sense in the context of the event that you're planning. Find a place to put it in there that makes it feel great. It doesn't have to be overly serious. It can be super fun, right? Like, make it your own in a way that, you know, really makes it feel part of this like really meaningful event that you're putting together.
It is a meaningful event, isn't it? It's a meaningful event for you as a couple. So why not add your charity that you're passionate about into that?
Absolutely. It also helps you have an impact long after the wedding day, right? Like, find something to support that, like, you're bringing all these people together. You may be inviting your friends and family to join you in supporting this cause. Like, that moment that will extend well beyond the day of your wedding and the impact that you make together. And then The third is, like, you know, don't be afraid to be passionate with your guests around what you're supporting, why you are, and inviting them to be a part of it. Like, you know, really raise it up, like share your heart around it, and say, this is really important to me. I would love to see you get involved with it alongside us. And they're going to say yes.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time today, Clay. We've had an absolute pleasure speaking to you all about VOW and all about how to incorporate a charity into your wedding day or the celebrations around it or your 25th anniversary in the future. So thank you so much for your time today. And we'll be popping all the details for VOW and any relevant blogs into our show notes for this episode. But once again, Clay, thank you so much. And it's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Guides for Brides, the wedding podcast. Head over to guidesforbrides.co.uk to continue your wedding planning. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on our social media channels at Guides for Brides.